Yeah, hi. Good evening. Okay, so we're holding here in the middle of the Opera Sirmish, I think.
Yep.
We're holding around position we'll play from the
Yep, I think so.
Okay. So you explained before his Nekuda was that if somebody is Mabe Sirmish, he's Nimshach. Two things, two natures, he says, Chumri and Heder. So the first point is there, Shamu Gankin, Upoito Medivitero. Kir Isha Chumris, and Isha Chokmarak the Felach. Well, the Sikoch, Kolamar, the Sikhum Isha, the Vad Medivitero, Kashu Pena, the Sikhus Isha Chumris, Shehefech Divitero. So the Maral says in a few places, he speaks the Moshe about Torah, why Torah is noyach, why it's kosher to it's kosher lasigun like schuchis, kosher like sov, and it's noyach la'atnuf my schuchis. What included? Why is it so hard? And he explains that the etzem Torah is not made yonoy of a person, it's not the fact that a person is chomri. People like very much concrete things, and things that are abstract, they don't like so much to learn or to think about, because there's a certain sense of a lack of a metzias. The person wants to feel connected to metzias, and these are things that are kind of vague, up in the air, not really part of the metzias kayemis. So what it requires from a person is a certain state of sichlius in order that the world of Torah be reality to him. And being in that state, keeping himself in that state is an effort. That's why it's very easy to play tough to acquire the Torah, and it's very easy to get out of it and to lose it, because it's not of the same ecstasy that the world around him is. People get very, very frustrated and annoyed if they can't walk, if they can't use their hands, feet. In a sickness also, if you can't think about a picture, a thing, a metzias, then you don't have the ability to relate to it. That's why the more abstract something is, tougher to be in that world. And Isha's Metzius is much more practical. That's the pshat, Ein Chochma, Ein Isha Chochma, Rak Befolach, is the pshat. It's something that you can feel with your hands. It's something that you can tap with your hands. Because her Matthias is much more homely. A woman by nature doesn't like abstract things, like things that are a lot more concrete. So when he's playing as Yichza Isha, he loses out the ability to, it takes away from Torah in the sense that he's not shaykh to the more edeler type of Sichlius. So for any time, a person goes to buy a place of coffee, same thing. In other words, those are not things that draw the person into different materials. It does it in that step. So things that are limited are not much fear in a person this Indian. He did it, he finished with it, he's gone. Masha'in came. This over here, it's something that the person is nimshik to, mizdabik to, the other mizdabik bishtoi. So since a person is the davak bar and he's mizdabik bishtoi, so the mele he becomes part of that mitzvah. The davak is a nikra asara in the gamri minatera, kashu peiris lahab esicham yishachamis. So as a person draws himself into a physical world, that's how that becomes, it takes off adaptations. It was a nimshach hatitl mediteria. The boy from Cologne, I just want to say, you find find that there is a big stira between things that are chumri and ruchni and the sichli, I say, that doesn't seem really to, it doesn't seem to be linked. Lamashal, you find a lot of avla if a person eats too much or drinks too much, if a person is mizana, if a person is naif. All of those things are considered various in the Torah, one way or another. A bear is not good, I'm harvest, and so on. And some example, what's the problem? Why is it, what's the issue with all these inyanim? And the answer is, all these inyanim remove a person from the world of ruchnia. It takes a person. A person can't be a ruchnia to the person if his reality is a physical reality. A person whose type of hadnaz is bagels and butter, so that's material. That is his world. And things that are very, very surreal, things that are just say burn back, don't take him. And the whole ruchnius doesn't take him. It's the spirit to the material that he finds himself in and to the reality that he has. It was sort of, I think the Baratanya was the one learned at Dover Omic, I don't remember the people. And then afterwards he took bagel and butter. Bagel was, I don't know if it's the same bagel we have, but it was, I understand from the context of the story that it was a very, it was a kind of a pastry, Michael, delicacy. And his chava kind of tried it, and he said, you know, it's tough to say, and I'll send for my Jewish oilam. So he explained himself as Sakef. He felt he was getting completely carried away with those inyanim, and he needed to bring himself back down, so he took something that has a measure of Gashmir. Al Kapanim, to be Mizdabik the Ishtar is something that pulls the person away because he becomes part of a world that's very physical. The Dover Zen Mikra Sarala Gamitra, he removes him from the world of Torah, and so on. The Sefer Yerush Gehenim. Hainin Advar Mishlam Ma'anu. This is an Indian that the morale is all over the place. And could I have a few minutes to be explaining on it? The Rambam says the Marshal that there's only one Aveira and there's only one Einish and that's Karis. And the Ramban talks about it in Shai Gemul. He asks tons of questions on it, kashas and so on. Very, very hard to understand the Ramban Shita. And then that's what the Ramban describes Einish, that's Karis. So Demis is mitzvah the teichem in Yanim. The Ramban. When we speak of Gehenim, we think of the chelik that rehabilitates a person. You get a certain amount of yisurim, and then you're able to continue in Gan Eden and so on. The Rambam is talking about the Messias of Gehenim as an ultimate Messias. In the world of Olam HaEmes, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we describe him in terms of existence. Havaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that's the Messias, that's the world. In Masha'ein case, so the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that which isn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that which is, so the reality is that which is not. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when we're talking about a world, a place that is the opposite of the Toiv, it is that which does not exist. As opposed to the Toiv is being Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'olam, Ba'atim Adveikim V'Hashem Akechem Chayim Kuchem Hayoyim, because Chiyus is described as a permanent vacuum. That's the positive side of it. So the negative side is non-existence. Now, how much it non-exists, that depends on the person. So just like the Rahmana Tlan, a person who's missing an Aver, there are two problems with it. One is the particular Shemesh Aver. A person is missing a hand. He can't do the things that a normal person would do with his hand. That's a Bava Tzar. But there's another Knech that the person is missing some sense of Atmius. The person sees himself in the perspective of him as a Sholem, and he's lacking a Chelek of his self with the lacking of Aver. Gehenim is the perception of non-existence. I would try and ask people to project Metzius. Let's say a person, let's say somebody were to give you the following Einish. They would ship you off to the Philippines. And you have money, a monthly stipend, whatever you need to live on, but there's nobody to talk to. You can't talk to anybody. You don't know if the Philippines, you have no interest in them. All you do is you basically exist in a state of non-existence. You're a non-entity. Michani Amagel had that matzis, and he has to die. It's existing when you have no sense of existence. That's the essence of Gehenim. So in as much as Gehenim is Einish, in as much as it's an ultimate type of Einish, it's the makom of non-existence. In other words, makom is defined to us as existence. That's makom is the place where inexistence takes place. There is a makom of non-existence, and that's Gehenim. And that's your Yisrael, the morale, all of them. Now, so somebody's going to ask a question, well, does that mean Noshima and Gehenim? Kim nekach ein lo imoleh shkipalas Gehenim, chas v'sholom. V'isha chalke b'gan eidin k'mo isha. Certainly she has a chalek. Avo zeh shu noite malos l'cham b'sicha v'isha, שדבק בה הדה דרך מעשה זכה, all of them say יש גהנם. In other words, for a man to sit and to involve himself with עניינים של נשים, that becomes an achayis dagah for him. That's taka a netiyah to a tchumiyah. For a woman to be misbeinin on a recipe and how to cook something and what and how to arrange the house, that's a mitzvah chiyuvis for her, and the neila that's not a drive towards head of a cat. That's her job and accomplishment and so on. But for a zocher to have that type of his askus, for him it's a drawing down. But the fact that the man wants to be misdametrish, who has head in a matzias vis-a-vis the zachas matzias, all of him is the type of gehenim. Ki gehenim shom ivade na adam, the head of matzias shel adam, the nikri ivade. In other words, one of the names of gehenim is ivade. And B'meila, it's the place where people are lost, where people don't exist. Ganika b'shem tzia u'neshia. All of them are lost in the get and so on. In other words, it's a place where it's a non-place. Kol ha'shemes she'esh ha'gehenem moirim ha'mishu b'olisham u'bal hedav v'vare. And a person who comes here is lacking a Matthias. But because of Zayn Tzach Laharich.
Can I ask a question?
Sorry?
I don't fully understand. Is the Nakuda of Gehenim that it's Chosein Dechius? It sounds like more from the Rishonus of Avadoin and that it's to do with that there's no Mokum. Or is it the same thing?
It means it's the place where a person finds no Matthias for himself. Just like it's the makom of ivado. It's the context where a person, just like the mashal I gave, if a person were to wake up in the Philippines, he would feel that he's a lost person. He has no metzias. It's a makom that for him has no metzias. That's the oinish of Gehenim. It's a person that has his own non-existence. And that's its place, that's its content.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you find Chazal and Moshe Gehenim was created before the world, the relationship inside, all sorts of inyanim. It really begs to be asked, I mean, what's so important to know vis-a-vis this and vis-a-vis that? The territory is because Gehenim is a counter-Metzius, an anti-Metzius, whatever you want to call it. And the Mela, it's Zelu Maseh, we have to behave what a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's in there and what we are. L'sikah Havim V'sef Yash Gehenim. That it's on the way to Shlat Gehenim. Kachim Purish Tivir Chachamim Be'ein Safik. And that's certainly what Chazal meant. V'loi Kumashim Fashim Chachamim Be'umdinu V'svara. And not like people that explain it Umdinu V'svara. This is also something that the Maral says in quite a few places. Kidvarim Eila Shemayin and Divi Chachma. Isbaru Ganki Mokem Macher Kedivi Divi Chachamim V'Perek Hazov Omer Kolaholach Achatzas Ishto Neuf B'Gehenim Shenema Rak Lohe Ke'acho V'Goyme Omer Lehef Papa Labaye V'Amri Inshi Itzach Gutza Gochim V'Lochishlo. Let me just stop if I can go back to the Kurisit. When he yells at the people and says Koma Shemayin Divi Chachma Isbaru and then I think what he means to knock is two things. First of all, if you don't find other places where that's the way it's explained, then you know, for each place has its own hesba. It's like saying over here, this is when you find it's a consistent pattern of Chazal stelling to Ishta to Gehenna. That's one nekuda. And also there's a certain preciseness in the way he's explaining it. I mean, you can say it's not good, the Dashma have a tendency to do this, and the Mela has a tendency to do that. The way he's explaining it, the morale point is always to try to understand things as being atzmi to the thing itself. In other words, this Chazal meant something specific. They didn't mean that it's not such a good thing, and it brings bad things, and a person starts with his wife, and they go to somebody else's wife, and a full of a chul. It's not a be'erech mashal. It's not a general metaphor. Chazal meant something very specific. And it's midarkei chachma, like Hamam says, to be very precise in the words you use and what you mean. Vagueness and generalities are not hallmarks of chachma. And, I mean, here it means, indeed, it means chachma, like it means and so on, but B'cholayfin, that's the Nekuda, that's what he keeps hacking, I think. Perek Ezov, Omer Kolechav, as Yisrael B'Gehenim, Shnema, Rach Lohi Ka'achov. Omer Efop L'Abaye, V'Amin, She'itzach Gutza, Gochem V'Loch Eshla. Doesn't it say that, the people say that if your wife is short, bend over and talk to her, meaning it's very important to be short later from her. So he says, Lekasha Bildama Milutesa, that in Milutesa, a person should listen to his wife. Lishachino, Milishmaya Milalmata. Well, we have a Zakodron should be a Tanakan. Shama Hulachachas Ishta Ish, Ashanilshakumatsura, in Wunim Shachacha Isha Balas Khema, Rachemu Balheda, Wunishmala, Shadakatasa, the Vade Roish people began him. She'enya Gehenim aka heda goma. She'kach boyin Hashem ishlo Gehenim. She'oil itad mitom ovet. Umipnei sh'atzura noita mimaloso v'yif nimshach acha choyma she'boi dova keheda noifo b'gehenim. Kasha tzura nimshach acha choyma. So when tzura goes off into choyma, tzura loses its mitzvah. And it becomes a nivela in a metzius that is a non-metzius for itself. So just like with Moshe Ma'adav Adayna, when a person, if a person takes a very sharply carved out statue, so the tzura is very sharply placed onto the chaymer, and then the person kind of gently rubs the sharp edges, and they lose their sharpness, and it becomes more stone-like, the tzura kind of disappears into the chaymer again. So whenever a person is doing that, the process that he's doing is he's causing the tzura to be lost. But if Mari asks, so Max Amin speaks or Kutza, if Gacham Dilas Bluff, and it parades, like Kasha, the Lalan Lily base appears. But Milan base on Nikos Isha and Naitaka Isha. If they can Isha cares the Bayashal Adam, the Dover Zehu Kachbis et Oilam. So this is very much like the Marshall that we said before. For a woman to be Asuk in the Yana Oilam is her Matthias of Tzura. Again, she sees how to be Masada, how to arrange. All the inyanim that are shayach to the world of Nashim are not for her priestess, they're not chomri, and b'meila there's no, there's nothing, it's not a priestess, it's a catch. She's the one who gives the tone and says what it should be. Im heulach achat zasa, la yema bazesh ishu kumay tzura, neitin shach achay met malasay. Ki ba mesh ish akeres abayis, bazeh atzad ein dovet ba heda. Ba'adu rabba, ha ish yisay metziyas abayis, v'yishach lachat zasa, faket, she taki understands it, she dehares it, and her eitha should be taken. Avisham really, she'ena ish nikabay, im ish heulach achat zasa, so in the world of Inyanim, that she's the Bekiya, that's her world, that's her person should go, and the Inyanim of the man, that's his world, and so on. Ulim shachrin of the Mila Dalma. Ein atvam rak miyanim hazeh. Yesh ulim shachachat zafishtei. Teloim ha bezeh shunim shachachah hedek. Oilam hazeh shu gashmi madregos ha madregos ha isha. Shibalas choymen. Well, the pick up with Tara is the England of Philip Yenim. The other of it. Yes, the Lech Vachatas Isha is going to be there. She must talk in Gashmin, but Isha Ika is there. Okay, this is her world, and this is the Metzius where she would understand. Rak the Mila de Shmaya, she vada it from Mila de Shmaya, Ish Tzura, but Isha Balas Chayma. Dovet by Heda. Over there, Shaya Shunim Shacha Heda. In Yelech Vachatas Isha is the Heda Mishav de head of the star. I wanted to use, I guess, his damnut to go off a little bit on a tangent on this point, which it's very shchiach. People make a mistake in it. L'mashal, if a person asks an eitzah from Adam Gadol, every tchum is divided into the Mila Dalma Shaboy and the Mila Shmaya Shaboy. The muscle, that's a medical issue. There's no reason in the world, and other, the priestess, that Adam Gadol should understand the medical procedure. That's not his field, it's not his chum. It's in a sense an inferior chum to whom is Isaac in. But there's another shayla. Can you and should you submit a person to a lot of tzar for possibility of healing? Can you become a burden to others on a small chance of this? Understanding appropriately what is the chelik hagashmi and what's the chelik ha-sichli is part of shelat chacham. When you teach a child and there's a world of pedagogy involved in it, it also has two halakim. How can you effectively teach a child is something that an educator knows, and it's beneath the tchum of an Adam Gadol. An Adam Gadol can say, what am I trying to educate to? Let's take a simple example, something that's off my head. The shayla, how much you use picture books to explain to kids what things look like. So if the question is, how will kids learn more effectively, in? Where will retention be better? The Adam Gadol doesn't have love data that he has any insight, love that he should have insight into it. But Me'idach Gisa, to evaluate and say, despite the fact that it takes longer to teach than otherwise, and for some kids it's hard, there is a superior value in not using pictures, whatever it might be, that's a higher, that's the area that you're asking somebody who is of a higher caliber. Understanding and being mafid the shilas, whether or not this job is a better job than the other job, love doctor Adam Gadol knows or should know about it. Is it kedai to be mevater on A for B? Mitzad the erech shaboy, that's a shilas for a Torah person. The world is divided on tons of levels, where the lower level is the chumri and the higher level is the ruchni, and the ability to, you know, the appropriate instance for the lower type question might be dealt by a lower person because he's got to have run a. I'm reminded that there was an incident in Torah Masorah Convention yesterday, which came in a question, a practical question about playing ball with kids, whatever it is. I thought it was not lenient because if they were asking him mitzad the technique and what's important for the kids, there's no reason in the world that the Rebbe Shteyn should know what American kids expect and what's this and what's that. If the shiloh was, I wasn't there, but it was, but if the shiloh was this is effective with kids, is it, can we introduce a different union and sacrifice the friendship part of it and introduce the covenant of Torah, that's a valid question. In other words, when you're talking about the Torah Shabbat, the Seichel Shabbat, the Teichon Shabbat, that's Yitzurah. When you're talking about the Chomri Shabbat, even if it's education, that's Chomer, and that belongs to the lower level. Chazal made this Chalukah. It's not a kalvachoyma. You can't go ahead and say, the isha who's on a lower dagger understands how to run the budget of the house. The man who raised the grocery will certainly understand. It's a kalvachoyma. Pricha. The Velt says, I don't know if it's a true story or not. It's just like this as an anecdote, as a joke. The Bochter was the Bochter. And in business, in Yoni Alma, he was, let's put it this way, he wasn't a Bochber in business. But he was, somebody made some comments, but the Bochber got annoyed instead of Fashteinik, he said. In learning, my dad is so much chesher, so mechatez in business, it's not. And the story has common reasons why it may not have passed for the Bochber to have said it, we can talk about it so early on, but it's a yeshivish anecdote. But because the person is in a world that's different, so but Mela, he's not in Shachta Chomri. So it's both directions. First of all, the Maral says, anybody who becomes involved, psychologistic, emotionally, in things that are lower, and that's why it's a shtickle, I guess, a person is involved at home, you know, and people have to do a lot of things at home, if that's appropriate. He has to very much help at home, but if a person becomes he has to appreciate what his wife is doing, but if the person becomes in what exactly what color drapes to buy and what matches what, there's a certain appeal to go, you know, on some level you need to do it to be married, but then understand that the new drapes or whatever was bought is a very nice buy, it's very good. There's a chelik that in order to appreciate and the hakara and hakara as a tov, but that the person's nefesh becomes nimshach for a woman, that in then is it's tura to have to give the right tone to the house and so on, and for her, you know, lo noev lo yoed, it's for her it's right for a man to be nimshach to it, it's poistad, and mirach is it's not for people. You have to ask yourself, what's the eight of them asking? Is it Miller the Alma or Miller the Shmaya? And what's the right station to ask that thing to. It's not, there's no kind of chayme here, and say machmas, that if the ilum of Ruchnis is so much higher and so much deeper and so much that, lav dafka that the world's greatest physicist would be able to fix your broken computer. You're probably better off taking a kid who's not, isn't a physicist, but he's sitting and tinkering with computers, and then he has good hand with it, because he understands computers. A great physicist understands Gevaldika Amkasirit, but he doesn't understand which screw goes where in the computer, and it's not a precis, it's a mileshably. Because he's light years ahead of screws and nuts and bolts, he doesn't know exactly how to screw it in a hard drive. It's machlas where he is. It's a little bit of a wrong connection between what people ask and what they're expected to be answered in and so on. Okay, any quick questions or anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to understand. The Maharal said before that the problem by the Ish, the reason why he's shaykh to Gehenim is because he's neitim mi'malasa as opposed to an Ish who's be'atzim shaykh to Inyan Yichamris. I still don't understand why is it that, I mean, historically speaking, the Chazal say that Nashim are whenever Nichshon in the big Chatoyim and they're more Naaman and all these things. At the end of the day, if they're Shaykh to Hadr and Chumrius, even though perhaps that's more their Tchum, that they should always be Nitzayin in Seichel and not being Neita Acher HaChomer, Talay Dovrahu.
Right. That they weren't Nichshalim, usually were in Yonim. Let's give an example. You have sometimes Pashat to Elach Yid that your Harocha is Mitzad Echad, he's not an Adag of a higher person. Mitzad Sheni, you feel a lot more certain that you sometimes have an Yeshiva, a Bracha who's a big Bar Aliyah, and you say to yourself, you know, I'm scared. He can still go the other way. And really, if you have a push to Erlich Bracha, and somehow it's machmas to pashtus, the Erlichkeit is also there. Because it's the Erlichkeit, the Yerushalayim and the Ruchnius of a woman are grounded. So it has a certain solidity that doesn't carry over. And Mirach is a Zohar because he's in the world that's kind of big and deep and so on, then the ability to flip to Ra is also easier.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Can I ask a question? It's
sure.
A little bit charged to what we're saying, the Kud of Ish V'Isha. We find the Torah is called Isha, Rechaim and Isha, Shehavta and so on.
Right.
I mean, it's a little some, I suppose, on its own, but it's shaykh to this. How do you understand that the person that's loymed Torah is the Ish, and the Torah is the Isha? L'chor, it's upside down. L'chor, the Torah is the Tzura, and the person is the Chomer.
But in a certain sense, when a person is learning, I mean, the Moshe is obviously the other thing, but when the person is learning, so he's the active one. The Torah is waiting for the person to fatayich it, to beher it, to be matur it. So he's the active element in the learning process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The safe in front of me is waiting for me to carve out the magnesium from it.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay, good job. What's the story next week? I'm just not sure. I don't know when Mincha Maariv will be next week. It's Tainus. I guess I don't know.
Should I be in touch on Wednesday?
No, I don't know with Tadayla what the story will be. Whatever.
I'm saying we're game.
You're game for it. So I guess I'm going to have to double check. You know what? I have actually a calendar. What time is next week? What time next week will be? Like the skier is now 6:00, so they'll probably daven next week. Skier is going to